me start with this, though. And this is a shocker because we know you as the Super Bowl MVP. People are familiar with your career. But last year with the Raiders, 143 tackles and four sacks and a pick and a really great year. Your first year in the league to be a 16-game starter. Outside of Seattle and Oakland, two areas where your game is well known, it's pretty much of a surprise, isn't it, to people?
I'd say so. I mean, if you're not watching the teams we play for and you're not following closely, I might fly under the radar, but hopefully that'll change as far as our wins go and being on the big stage.
Yeah, it's about time for you to step out on the big stage. You've had a lot of new faces join this team since you joined them. And you had a breakout year, particularly in coverage. Tell us about some of the new guys. Give us a little scouting report on what you saw in OTAs with the new guys on your side of the ball.
I think just starting in the back end, as far as defense goes, Sean Smith, Reggie Nelson, Carl Joseph, Sean's got great length, probably the biggest corner in the NFL. Reggie, you know, he's coming off a great year in Cincinnati. He's got a wealth of knowledge. And Carl is a young player. You know, we expect him to be kind of a big physical presence back there, even though he's not a big guy. We expect him to have an impact hitting guys and making plays on the ball. And then I'd say up front, obviously adding Bruce, Jihad Ward is impressive. Watching him, our second-round pick, Ben Heaney's coming along as a linebacker, and I think we're going to do really well.
I want to go back to Bruce because you're talking about Bruce Irvin. Coming from Seattle, a guy that you know, and if there's any free agent that the Raiders picked up that it seems like can be plugged into a defense and might have his game take off because of how he's going to be used and who he's going to play with, it seems like Bruce Irvin is a great fit in Oakland. Do I have that right?
Most definitely. I think that's what we're all banking on. As a defensive group, I know he feels the same way. You know, he's ready for his career to kind of take off and put up get the kind of production that he expects from himself. And, you know, the talent's obviously there. We just want to get him a bunch of opportunities to get after the quarterback, and I think he'll be great.
How about on the other side of the ball? Now, I know you don't go live or anything like that in OTAs or in minicamp, but who's impressed you over there?
Those guys are – Derek's done such a good job of just getting a good group going, the camaraderie, you know, the way they move the ball, the checks, the communication between them all. Obviously, Amari is, you know, growing into his second year. You expect him to kind of take off like most players do in their second year. I don't expect him to take a step back at all. He's been great. Obviously, Crabtree and Latavius and the offensive line is really impressive, not just on paper, just physically. The way they move, the way they come off the ball, it should be surprising this year.
Kalichio Simile, go ahead.
Bill. No, go right ahead. That's what I was going to ask about.
I want to ask about Osemele, the guard you got from Baltimore, a guy that you're talking about strengthening that offensive line, and he's made it very clear he likes to be physical, he likes to run over people. He says that what he's excited about in Oakland is you're building a bully, and he said he wants teams to be afraid of playing against the Raiders. He wants you to have that kind of impact that the Raiders had back in the 70s and the 80s that we were talking about just a few minutes ago on this program. When you hear Osemele, a new guy, say that, how does that make you feel, Malcolm?
That's the same way I felt when I joined, the kind of thing that Coach Del Rio wants to build for us. Just not just the bully, but just the consistently being really competitive and knowing that you're going to get a physical game every time you come to Oakland or wherever we're going to be or wherever we're at on the road. KO's done a great job. You know, the surge of the offensive line is definitely there. That's something they talk about. Those guys do a great job up front, and he's one of those guys, you know, if you're on the other side of the ball and he's not covered up as a linebacker, you know, you've got to be ready for him to come off and come and get you. So, I'm glad he's on our team.
The tackle position, right tackle specifically, it looks like they're going to be a battle there. Howard and Watson. What can you tell us about both of those guys?
Both great athletes. I mean, obviously Austin is extremely big. You know, mentally is big himself, but both of those guys are huge and have great athleticism. So I think it'll be interesting in camp to see kind of how that thing plays out. And knowing the way Jack goes, the best man's going to win, and the best man's going to be the one that's in there our first game. And hopefully these guys can both just be healthy and get our squad rolling.
Our guest is Malcolm Smith, linebacker, Oakland Raiders, a starter last year after four seasons in Seattle. You saw that thing build in Seattle, and you sort of took steps up the ladder. You became a good team, then a really good team, and then obviously a great team. The Oakland Raiders are ready to take that next step. They're trying to move back into that level of a playoff caliber team. Do you feel the same sort of surge that you felt in Seattle as you watch that build up?
I do. Obviously, a lot of it has to do with the quarterback position, finding consistency there. And I think that's something that, you know, we've shown, Derek has shown that, you know, he's more than capable of doing. And I feel like the pieces around it are going to come together as far as on the defensive side of the ball. And obviously, we've got some great playmakers on offense. So from that point, it's just about, you know, building that chemistry as a group, having some of those things to fall back on as far as the mantras that we had in Seattle. And I think we got a lot of experienced guys who know what it takes to win, and we're going to put the pressure on each other to be, you know, the team we want to be.
Latavius Murray is a guy that a lot of people around, a lot of fans around the National Football League don't know. People know enough about Carr. Obviously, Amari Cooper was a heavily publicized player coming out. Khalil Mack was a heavily publicized player coming out. But, you know, if Latavius Murray is the real deal and he was a 1,000-yard rusher last year, you got yourself a triplets unit, which is what the first step, you know, toward winning it all. Tell us about him. Is he the real deal? What are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? How do you see him as a contributor?
Oh, Latavius, I mean, obviously he's got great size. You know, it's not too many running backs who are above 6'2 in the NFL. And I think he's got home run speed. You know, he's a guy that can really stretch a team out if he gets in open space, and that's dangerous. I think he plans on kind of coming alive in the passing game. I know he wants his game to grow and evolve more and be, you know, really dependable on short yardage. So I think obviously we're going to need Washington, our rookie, to kind of show up and be good and change the pace, but it's kind of Latavius' show back there, and we know that.
You played with a lot of great players in Seattle. Can any of them compare to Khalil Mack, or does Khalil Mack compare to any of them that you've played with so far in your career?
I've never seen anybody like Khalil Mack, to be honest with you. He's kind of a one of a kind as far as, you know, my football knowledge goes and my time being in the NFL. And even in college, I don't think I played against a player as kind of dominant as Khalil is in a one-on-one setting, even in a two-on-one setting. I think it's just going to make things better for the rest of us. We can take some pressure off of him. You know, Bruce getting back there and the other guys getting to the quarterback, it'll make it easy for us in coverage, and we'll make some more plays. So he's a big part of our defense, and obviously I feel like he's a one-of-a-kind. If you guys know somebody similar, I don't know, maybe Derek Thomas.
Yeah, Cornelius Bennett, LT, but that's high cotton.
Yeah, right.
That's rarefied air.
Yeah.
The defense, Jackson installed and your coordinators installed, Ken Norton. Second year for you, second year for a lot of players, first year for some. How is it all coming together, and how do you feel about you know, playing fast and being really confident in what you're doing out there?
I think that's definitely key for this second season. You know, we kind of took our lumps last year. We learned, you know, what we like to do, what the coaching staff feels is best for us, and trying to put guys in the best position. So I feel like just that another year of growth as a group, you know, trying to get the good nucleus of guys together and finding pieces and finding what they do well. I feel like we've taken a big step, especially in the off season, just learning, increasing our football knowledge. That was one thing we had in Seattle, was really high football IQ as a team, and that's something that Jack's preaching, and obviously Ken Norton as well, and Coach Musgrave. So I think that's going to take us to the playoffs. That'll be the difference making our season this year.
Malcolm Smith is not the only player in his house with a Super Bowl ring. His brother Steve, Pro Bowl wide receiver for the Giants, also won a Super Bowl. Only the sixth pair of brothers in history to become Super Bowl champions. And you combine on something else, too. The Smith Brothers Play Foundation, your 501c3, doing something really special for young people. You got a couple of camps coming up. If you would, describe to our listening audience on SiriusXM NFL Radio what the Smith Brothers Hope the Play Foundation is all about and what you hope youngsters get out of these camps.
Well, the purpose of our foundation is to kind of provide sports activities as well as educational workshops. So we kind of try to put kids in different settings so they can learn things that they might not with all the other things they're doing. We try to make things unique, make them fun, competitive sometimes, but it's just a hope to inspire people or the kids to kind of achieve or hope to achieve things that they might not see as ordinary. That's something that my brother and myself, we always appreciated the kids. Anytime we saw a professional athlete or a doctor or somebody that we knew from our community or nearby community that was really successful, it was important because it was alive to us and to see that person in the flesh. So we want to continue to do that, show our faces, try to inspire some kids and have some fun doing it.